Daf is Daf Beis. We're starting Maseches Shavuos. So this Mishnah is really just a Mishnah. So we're going to go through the Mishnah, but there's not much to say here. There's going to be a lot of stuff here, but this Mishnah is going to pretty much carry us through, I think, the entire Perek. And they're new concepts, so we'll hopefully just try to remember it as we go through. So the Mishnah begins, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. So Shavuos, there are two types of Shavuos that are really broken down to four types. The two categories broken into four categories. The Gemara is going to really discuss all these different types. There's, you know, future and past, and there's a positive and negative. Those are the two and the four. So that's stage one. Then the Mishnah says that Yediyos HaTuma, Shtayim Shehem Arba. It comes to Yediyos HaTuma, which is talking about if a person is Tameh, when he walks into the base of Migdash, or eats Kadshim. So the halach is that person has to bring a carbon olav yorid. Carbon olav yorid is something that scales with the guy's wealth. If he's wealthier, he brings a more expensive carbon. If he's not as wealthy, he brings a less type of carbon. So that's called a carbon olav yorid. So if a person is tameh, walks into the base of Migdash, or if he eats kachim, he brings a carbon olav yorid. So there are two categories in Migdash and kachim, which are really broken down into four. The four are if he forgets he was Tamei, forgets it was Kodesh, he forgets it was Beis HaMikdash. So there are four different cases we're going to get through. Third category of a two and four is Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. There are two cases of Shabbos, but there are four. The two are really Knis and Yitzia, taking something out of your house and bringing it outside, or bringing something inside your house. There's a difference between the Ani giving to the Baal Bayis, the Baal Bayis giving to Ani. So those that we'll get to that as well. And then the fourth category is Maros Negoim Shnaim Shein Arba. The four categories of Negoim, of Tsaras, there are really two that are broken down to four. There's Avos Negoim, and then there are Toldos of those. We're going to discuss that as well. So that's the introduction to these two that are four. So the Mishnah now says, Esh Sheyeshba Yediya Betchila, V'yediya Besof, V'helam Beintime. If it's a situation where the person was aware that he was Tamei, and he was aware, let's say, that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then he forgot about it, and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, not recognizing, not remembering. And then Basof, he remembered that he was Tameh when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So the halach is, HaRezeh Ba'olav Yorid. That's the classic case of an Olav Yorid, where the guy just forgot about it in the middle. But there had to have been a Yedi in the beginning, aware of all the facts in the beginning, that he was Tameh, and that's the Beis HaMikdash, forgot about it, walked into the base of Migdash, and then had a Yedi at the end, he remembered he was Tamei, and it was a base of Migdash. That's a classic Olav Yorid. But let's say it's a Yesh by Yediyah Betchila, Vein by Yediyah Basof. Let's say the guy was aware that he was Tamei, and then there was a base of Migdash. Then it was Nelam, he forgot about it, walked into the base of Migdash and out, never realized after the fact that he ever did anything wrong. There was no Yedi at the end. So then the halach is the sa'ir hanaseh b'fnim the yom ha-kippurim tola ad shiodei lo v'yavi b'olav yorid. So now that goat that's brought inside, so what the halach is that there are three different se'irim brought in Yom Kippur. There's a shnei se'irim, one sa'ir l'ashem, what's called the sa'ir b'fnim, that's brought inside. There's the sa'ir l'azaza, which is thrown off the cliff, and there's also the sa'ir of, anyone know the third one? Look in Rashi, says also, musaf. The Karim Musaf also has a sar, that's a sar hanase b'chutz. That's a different type. So the sar b'fnim, the goat that's brought Lashem inside the Kodesh Kodashim, so then that one is going to be, I'm sorry, this sar b'fnim I think is actually referring to the Musaf. I'm getting confused, but Sean, let's see. No, it's Lashem. So the sar Lashem, along with Yom Kippur, is going to protect him and hang over him until he is aware that he did something wrong. Then when he realizes the Yediyah Basof, so then he has to bring the carbon olav yorid. So the question is, so what is the Yom Kippur accomplishing? What's the Sar Lashem accomplishing if he's going to be liable to bring the carbon at the end of the day? So Rashi here explains, this is based on the Gemara, see the medium wide lines down in Rashi, the last two medium wide lines down, he says, Tola lehagin alav min ayisurim. It protects him from any punishments to him. Sheafa pisha'ina yodea shechata yesh lelidag. Even though a person didn't know of any sins, right, this week's Parsha, that Yaakovina was scared that maybe he did something wrong and lost all his zechuyos. Katonti mikol chasadim. He maybe thought he didn't know anything wrong, but he was worried his whole life that maybe he's deserving of a punishment. So when you bring the Sar Lashem in Yom Kippur, it's mechaper for a person, because shekol hashogigin tzrichin kapara lichashiyadu al makodim yidia anushim him. So they're responsible until he knows about it. So he's still good to go from the Sar Lashem and Yom Kippur. But once he knows about the Yediyah Basof, he owes the carbon olav yored. Then the Mishnah says, Ein ba Yediyah B'tchila, ava yesh ba Yediyah Basof. Let's say the guy had no idea that it was the Beis HaMikdash, or no idea that he was Tamei. And only after leaving the Beis HaMikdash, he realized that he was Tamei and the Beis HaMikdash was what he walked into. So then the Sar Hanasa B'chutz, V'yom HaKippurim Mechapir. So then in this case, the sire of the carbon musaf that was done outside wasn't brought in the Kodesh Kodashim, but is brought on the Mizbeach and the Chutz. So then, the Nasa B'chutz and Yom Kippur gives a full kapara. Shenemar, it says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. So aside from the Chatas HaKippurim, there's another kapara, namely the kapara of the sire of the carbon musaf. So Amash Zemechaper, Zemechaper. So just like the sire Bifnim is mechaper on something tame, so too the sar b'chutz, the karim musaf, is also mechaper on something tame. Ma pnimi ein mechaper ela al davar sheyesh ba yidia. Just like the sar lashem, the sar pnimi is only mechaper when there's an awareness. Sa'af hachitzon, also the sar chitzon, the sar of musaf, ein mechaper ela al davar sheyesh ba yidia. There has to be a yidia. That one has yidia b'tchil basof, one only has yidia basof, but as long as there's a yidia, so then the Sar Bachutz, namely the Karban Musaf goat, will be Mechaper for the one who's Ein Yediyah B'tchila, Yesh Yediyah B'sof. Okay, so this is not easy. Then the Mishnah says, so now we've covered two of the categories. We covered Yediyah in the beginning, Yediyah at the end. We've covered no Yediyah in the beginning, and Yediyah at the end. And we covered Yediyah in the beginning, and Yediyah at the end. There are four permutations. The one we didn't address is the following. Let's say al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchil lo b'sof. Let's say there's no yediyah. The guy didn't know beforehand. The guy didn't know afterwards. So how does he receive a kapara, or does he receive any protection? So the loch is si'irei harigalim v'si'irei rosh hachadoshim mechaper medivrei Rebbe Yehuda. You bring the goats, the psukim in Parshas Pinchas, which describe all the karbanos, say that you bring a sa'ir on Rosh Chodesh and a sa'ir in Regalim. So those are the ones that are going to be mechaper for the person who has no yediyah b'tchila, nor yediyah b'sof. So that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, si'irei harigalim mechaprim. The si'irim that are brought on Regal, those are mechaper, avalo si'irei Rosh Chodeshim. But the si'irim and Rosh Chodesh are not mechaper on this. Why? So what are the goats in Rosh Chodesh? What are they trying to accomplish? So the Mishnah explained, Al ha-tahar sha'achal satame, a completely different category. The person in Adam Tahar who eats kadshim that are tameh, so then the lach is he's going to receive a kapara from the Sa'irei Rosh Chodeshim. Now Rashi points out that even though it doesn't mention kares with respect to a tahar eating kadshim v'tameh, still, nonetheless, the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim are mechaper for that. And this is building up. It's something that you really should review to get this Mishnah down pat, because we're going to be learning this for the next several days.
That is depending on a person, like how much they want to get. It's not like a specific...
Is net worth.
Right.
Is net worth, yeah. I'm not sure what the prices are, how it corresponds to what his net worth is versus what he brings, but yes, it's his own individual.
And the other ones are set.
Everything else is set, exactly. All of the Yorid only applies to a few examples. One is Yesh Yediyah B'tchila, Yesh Yediyah B'sof. It applies to a Yoledes, a Metzora, a Zav, and a Zava. Forgetting anything? And a Shua, and also Shua is the Olav Yorid. Those are the examples of Olav Yorid. But these cases where it's not Yediyah B'tchila B'sof, it's one of the other ones, so then it's the Sar Lashem, and the Sar B'Musaf, or the Sar Rish Chadashim, Sar Regalim. Fine. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Asi'irim Kaparasun Shava, Al Tumas Mikdash Rikadashiv. He argues and says, no, all the goats brought the Karban Musaf, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Regalim, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, they all are equal, and they're always going to be Mechaper on someone who doesn't have Yediyah B'tchila, but has Yediyah B'sof, or even a case of no Yediyah at all, Rashi says, or even a case of Tawar Al Sha'acha Satamir. All those cases we mentioned are going to be covered by the Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, and Regalim. And the Nafkamina is, so if they all accomplish the same thing, the Nafkamina is, if a guy, let's say he just received his kapar from Yom Kippur, and then he eats something tameh between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so then Regalim and Sukkot are going to give him kapara. let's say after Sukkot, he does something else. So between Sukkot and Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be mechaper every previous event. So in other words, throughout the year, we have a lot of them. We have 12 Rosh Chodeshim, we have the Shlosh Regalim, and we have Yom Kippur. So there are a total of 14 times a year where these goats are going to be mechaper on any of these combinations of Yediyas Betuma or Ochel Betamet. Yeah.
But for the case of Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, but not Yediyah B'Sof, that's still Sira Nasir B'Fnim. Right? This is going on the other two cases of the Musaf.
Oh, cool. Exactly. These are only Karbanos Musaf. Rashi says, Kol Sira Musafim. But the one that wasn't the Sira Musaf, that was the Sira Lashem, the Sira B'Fnim, that still goes going on the Yediyah B'Tchila V'Lo Yediyah B'Sof. And also Yediyah B'Tchila, any Yediyah B'Sof is still through the Olav Yorit. So again,
do you dasp any of these things? In other words, that when they're going to be given this carbon, this should be a kapara, or is it just?
Yeah, you need you have to have das. Yeah.
So what does it mean if you didn't know the sof? That means when you're out already, right?
Yeah, you left, and you had no idea that you did something wrong.
Right.
So that one, there's no das. You don't have a das that you did something wrong. So you just get granted a gift that Yom Kippur, the overall Yom Kippur, the Sar Bifnim, is going to give you protection. And then once you know of it, that you did something wrong, then you have to bring it all over your yard.
After.
But it's a gift given to you. So you don't that one you don't have to know about. That's a carbon tzibur, that the Sar Bifnim, that the Sar Lashem, everyone gets that liberty.
One of these, knowing that you get that.
Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Hayyeh Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said that we're reviewing Rabbi Shimon Shita from before, because we're going to ask a question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Si'ire Rosh Chodashim, Mechaprim al tahor she'achal etatameh. The goats of Rosh Chodesh are mechaprim for a tahor person who eats kachim betuma, a kachim that are tameh. V'shal regalim mechaprim al she'ein b'yediyah lo b'tchila l'sof. That regalim are mechaprim without any yediyah. And she yom kippurim is mechaprim al she'ein b'yediyah b'tchila aval yesh yediyah b'sof. That's the carbon musaf of Yom Kippur. That's the three different categories Rabbi Shimon held, that they all play different roles. So then, Amru Lal, so they said to Rabbi Shimon now, Mahu shi krivu zeh bazeh. Are you allowed to bring one carbon for the other carbon? What does that mean? So let's say you set aside a goat for Yom Kippur. And that goat gets lost. So now you have to find the replacement goat. So you brought a replacement goat for Yom Kippur. And then after Yom Kippur, after you've gotten the kabbara, you found that initial goat that was separated for Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to use that Yom Kippur once you set aside for the sire of Yom Kippur, but now it's unnecessary. Could you use it now for a Sukkot sire or for a Rosh Chodesh Musaf? Are you allowed to change it? So Amru, so they say back to Amru Lahen, Yikavu, you're allowed to. So you can. So the Gemara says, Amru lo, hol ve'ein kaparasan shova heach kraven zebezeh. It doesn't make any sense for Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Meir, who have felt that all the Karbanos Musaf are all equal, so even though you didn't use it for Yom Kippur, it's going to accomplish the same kapara on Sukkot and on Rosh Chodesh. So that's all allowed. But for Rabbi Shimon, the kapara of Yom Kippur is different than the kapara of Regel, which is different than the kapara of Rosh Chodesh. So how could Rabbi Shimon allow you to use a leftover goat from Yom Kippur for a different type of kapara? So Amr Lahen, so Rabbi Shimon says, granted, the details are different of the kapara, but the general category, kulan barin l'chaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashiv, generally speaking, they're all under the same category. They're mechaper for different aspects of tumah and kachim, but it's still under that rubric of eating of mitame mikdash v'kadashav. And that's enough of a connection for Rabbi Shimon to allow you to use a leftover sar for Yom Kippur to be used for the sar for Rosh Chodesh or for the sayer for Regalim. Mishnah now says a further opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo in the name of Rabbi Shimon Siire Roshei Chadashim mechaper na latar she'achal. So that's consistent. Mosif alayin shel regalim. So it's adding on. Regalim is not only on what we're about to see. It's mosif shemechaprin al tar she'achal esatame ve'al shein b'yediyah v'lo b'tchila lo b'sof. Right, before Rabbi Shimon felt that they were mutually exclusive. Now he says it's a kind of building block. So Rosh Chodesh has just tar she'achal esatame. The regalim have that plus no yediyahs at all. And mosif alayin shel yom kippurim, the carbon mosif of Yom Kippur, has three things it's mechaper for. Shein mechaperin al tar she'achas atameh, and v'al shein ba yediyah lo b'tchila lo b'sof, and finally, v'al shein ba yediyah b'tchila aval yesh ba yediyah b'sof. They're building blocks, according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. While again, Rabbi Shimon felt the way he was quoted himself was that they're mutually exclusive, Yom Kippur, Regel, and Rosh Chodesh. According to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda's understanding, again, they're building off each other. And the Mishnah then says, Amru, now in this understanding, Amru Lo, they ask Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mao Shikru Zebazet, what if the Yom Kippur carbon gets lost, that Sayer, could you use it for a regular for Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh for Yom Kippur? Is that allowed? So earlier we said, yeah, they're allowed because they fall under the general rubric of a Tumah B'Mikdash V'Kadashiv. Now this response is, Amru Lo, Hein, yes, you could use them, same idea. Amru Lo, they said back to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Im Kain, if that's the case, Yehusha Yom HaKippurim, Kraven B'Rosh Chodashim. That much I understand. If I separate a Sayer for Yom Kippur, that means that Sayer was destined to Mechaper for three different points. Tarsha Achal Satame, Ein Bayidi at all, and the Ein Matchiyam of Sof. So that I understand why Yom Kippur has all three. Let's call them ABC. So Yom Kippur was set aside for ABC. So Rosh Chodesh only needs A, but still A was included in the Yom Kippur Sayer, so I could bring it over to Rosh Chodesh. That makes sense. Aval heyach she Rosh Chodeshim kraven b'Yom HaKippurim l'chaper kapar sheina shalal. How could the goat set aside for Rosh Chodesh, which only had the idea of the kapar A? How is that now going to be carried over to Yom Kippur, which requires A, B, and C to provide kapara? That Rosh Chodesh cannot substitute for the Yom Kippur needs. And Amar lehen, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda responds back, Kulan ba'in l'chaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashiv. As long as they still, that same idea we said above, they still fall under that same rubric of tumas mikdash v'kadashiv, it's enough of a correlation to allow you to use a goat left over from Rosh Chodesh to provide kapara for Yom Kippur. Okay. V'al zadon tumas mikdash v'kadashiv. Let's say a person bemazed with matami mikdash v'kadashiv. So that's what the sayer Hanase Bifnim, the Yom HaKippurim Mechaprim. They provide kapara for a person who did it bemazed. So then the Gemara is going to discuss this. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, Al Shar Averos, Shibatorah, the rest of Averos. All we've been discussing now is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv. Now we really can't appreciate it. The whole essence of Yom Kippur is about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv. Like, where's everything else? We have no Shaykhas to that. So Mishnah says, with regards to all Shar Averos, Shibatara, Hakalos, Hachamuros, the lesser Averos, the more severe Averos, Hasidonos, Hashigagos, the ones on purpose, the one accidental, Hoder, Lahoder, those you know about, those you don't know about, Asif, Losase, Krisus, and Mises Bezdin, Sawyer, HaMishaleach, Mechaper. That's what the Sar Mishaleach, the one that's sent off, in other words, the Sar Lazazel that's thrown off the cliff, that's Mechaper for all the Averos. That's what the Mishnah describes in Maseches Yuma, that they would split up the string, that little piece of that garment, that red garment, that they would tie half it on the head of the Sar Lazazel and half hanging into the base of Migdash, and when it would break down and crumble into pieces down the cliff, so then if they received kapara, it would turn white. So Am Yisrael got very, very excited that it would turn white, because this really was mechaper for all of their averos. And if it was a situation where it turned red, where it stayed red, it didn't turn white, which means they didn't get kapara, they were very, very down, upset, and depressed that year. So there's a certain time where the Mishnah said that since people started to look and get upset, they hid the string inside the ulam somewhere there. They couldn't really see it. But still, people tried getting a look. I don't know, they used mirrors, whatever, to try to peek in. And still, when it turned, it remained red, they still got upset about it. So then they stopped doing it. They put the whole thing on the half, I think, was on the head of the Sar Lazazel. The other half he tied on the rock on top of the cliff. And then that's how he split it up. But they no longer kept it inside. But again, the reason why they got so excited when it turned white, because this was an indication that all the Averis are Mechaper from this Sarya HaMishaleach, the Sarya Lazazel. And then the Mishnah finishes off saying, Echad Yisraelim, Ve'echad HaKohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Meshuach, whether it's Yisrael, a Kohen, or even a Kohen Gadol who is anointed, so they all have the same halacha. Ah, Ma Bein Yisrael, Nekohanim, Ve'lekohen Meshuach. The Mishnah can ask, didn't we just say they're equal? How come the Mishnah now asking, what's the difference? So what's the difference? Elisha Par, Mechaper la Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv. That with regards to the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv, everyone else gets kapara with the Sar Bifnim, and the Sar Hachitza, and the Sar of the Musaf, but the Kohen Gadol gets a kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv from the Par. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadam HaSar, Nasa Bifnim, Mechaper Yisrael, Kach Dam HaPar, Mechaper la Kohanim, so he says here, that the difference is really the Kohanim. Just like the blood of the goat is Mechaper Yisrael, the blood of the cow is Mechaper on all Kohanim. Again, we're going to dissect all this in the Gemara. And then finally the Mishnah says, Kishem Shevidui Shel Sar Mishalech Mechaper Yisrael Kach Vidui Al Parah Mechaper Kohanim. Just like the the admission of the vidoy nesarer bifnim is mechaper in the klaisel, so to the vidoy of the par is mechaper for all of the kohanim. So again, we have to wait to appreciate all of this. Let's just read the first few lines of the Gemara here, and then we'll stop. We'll do actually a tosos first before we stop. The Gemara says michta. We just had a very overloaded admission of a lot of different halachas and shitas, but we'll break it through over the next few days. Mirat Hashem. The Gemara wants to ask a very basic question here, michti. Tane mi makos salach. We just finished Maseches Makos. We made a sim yesterday. So Mishnah the Tani Shvus. Why do we teach Shvus? Is the very next Mishnah and the next Masechta. What's the connection between Makos and Shvus? And so the Gemara answers Mishum the Tani at the end of Maseches Makos. We taught Chayiv al Rosh Shtayim. The person cuts his head in a circle. Hakafas Rosh. He cuts off his payas. So he's Chayiv two lavim. And Achas Mikan one on this side of the ear, one on the other side of the ear. Val Hazakim, when it comes to the person's beard, Shtayim Mikan. There are two on this side of the cheek, two on this side of the cheek, and Achas Mitlamata, one on the bottom. So we're talking about like different Averos, the counting of Averos. So the Rabbi Huda Nasi felt that since Chadami Demichai Vala Tarte, Tanashuas Shtayim Shin Arba. So it's one lav of the Hapas HaRosh, cutting corners, which really is two lavim. So too, they taught a similar structure. There are two shvuas that really branch off into four shvuas. So that structure was the reason why we had the shvuas after Maseches Makos. No fundamental connection at all, simply because the numbers here. Let's just do the beginning of Tosos here on the top of Beis Amid Beis. Interesting Tosos. He talks about the Chayiv al HaRosh Shtayim. Near it appears to Tosos, the Afagav de al HaZakan, when it comes to the beard, you only chayiv if you use a razor. If you use scissors, you're allowed to trim your beard. That's completely fine. But kidamrinu perek basa demakos, debeinan giluach sheish bashchasa, only a shaving that destroys the hairs entirely, which is only through a razor. However, bakafas harosh chayiv af bemisparayim kein tar. But with a payas, even cutting with a scissor is a problem. That's why people have long payas, because the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is, you can't, rather in Tosa I should say, you can't cut payas, even with a sitter. So, what?
You said sitter.
Sitter? Sorry, meant scissor. Sitter too. You shouldn't use a sitter either. That'd be really interesting. So Shulchan Aruch writes, he brings down in Yerdeh, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, he brings a machlokas here, whether or not cutting payas is allowed with scissors, or it's only us with the razor. That's a big machlokas. So he ends up concluding in Shulchan Aruch, one should be makbid, that one should not even use scissors to cut the payas. Fascinating. Now, according to the Rambam holds that no, it's only an isser with the razor. You can use scissors, you can trim your payas, you just can't use a razor. But Shulchan Aruch does bring down that one should be machmir not to even use scissors. Now, what comes from this further is that there's a further discussion. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes that in the world of the Shulchan Aruch, it's possible that a person shouldn't even comb his hair, his payas, because that might lead to tearing out one piece, which might be a problem. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has such a discussion. Chassam Sofer argues and says no. He saw his he had a conversation with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He wrote back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and said, "No, that's not the case. I saw my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. He would actually, which is interesting, says here he would actually comb his payas," which itself is fascinating, but he would comb the payas, and he wasn't choshesh for this inyan. So I'm not telling anyone how to paskin. Clearly, you see, I do cut my payas, but we see there's a fascinating base in this tosos here. That's the basis of why some people let the payas go all the way long, because of the shita and the tosos.